This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 10-7-22. The name of the patient is Robert Gilmartin, G-I-L-M-A-R-T-I-N. This is a treadmill exercise stress test. CardioCare Associates letterhead file EST space Gilmartin space R. Treadmill exercise stress test, date of examination 10-7-22. Referring physician Subhastra Karunanathi, MD. Performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD. New paragraph. Clinical indication, 49-year-old male with history of VPCs. New paragraph. ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph. Baseline ECG. Normal sinus rhythm, RSR prime V1. New paragraph. Baseline blood pressure, 110 over 75 period. Baseline heart rate, 72 beats per minute period. New paragraph. Patient went treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 12 minutes to the completion of stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 164, parentheses 96% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 154 over 75 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 25256 period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1-minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. Patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 13 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress and a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 100 over 68 and a heart rate of 99 at the end of the recovery period. There were asymptomatic isolated monomorphic VPCs in stage 1 of stress, but there were no VPCs with increasing levels of stress, and there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress or the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, conclusions 1, normal ECG portion of treadmill exercise stress test to 96% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress of the recovery period. 3, the patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 13 mets, comparable to his prior stress test. 4, the patient had a normal hemodynamic response to stress with a normal blood pressure and heart rate response to exercise. 5, there were asymptomatic isolated monomorphic VPCs in stage 1 of stress, but no VPCs with increasing stages of stress and no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD.